Joined now in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
It's been a good week so far, and we've got a lot coming up this weekend because it's graduation and Mother's Day. So
yes, it is.
I love the fact that graduation and Mother's Day are always on the same day.
So I know.
You just go out and celebrate it all at once, and everyone's just having a great day.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true, especially when we have good weather.
Yes, which we're going to have this weekend, it looks like. Fingers crossed it stays that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Carolina blue skies.
Yep,
it's the best way to graduate in Kenan Stadium is under Carolina blue skies.
And
I think a lot of our hotels and restaurants would like it if the graduation was not also on Mother's Day. They could spread it out a couple weeks.
Have 2 days of celebrations. Yeah.
But it is. It's right now, this week is one of the most exciting weeks in our community, right? As we kind of barrel into graduation and the end of the semester and the kind of change of our college town, you know, students going off, students coming in. It's a really exciting time.
And that's sort of the summer lull, which is a lot less of a lull now than it used to be maybe 10, 20 years ago, but still a little bit. Students are leaving town. Franklin Street gets a little bit quieter for a couple of months.
Maybe for a few days, I would say.
UNC's
Maymester now is a really deal in the last few years where they do that kind of consolidated, intense summer semester, which brings a lot of people in. And then, of course, the camps and then orientation starts up almost immediately.
Yep.
So we still see a lot of activity.
Yeah. What are you doing for graduation Mother's Day? What should people do for graduation Mother's
Day? Well, there's a lot of great brunch options that are happening. So you can find out if you go to our website, downtownchapelhill.com. We have several of those downtown restaurants listed. And I would say you need to, after you finish listening to Aaron this afternoon, you need to call immediately for a reservation.
It's
getting close. But there's a lot of opportunity for that. So I think a lot of moms want a good meal. I know I do on Mother's Day.
Yeah,
or to be left alone. One or the other. I'm not sure. But
being left alone with a good meal, ideal. That's good advice anytime, really.
There you go. That's how you can honor your mom.
Put some gourmet food in front of me and then just leave.
There you go.
All right. So brunch stuff happening on graduation Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
And it's super busy always in Chapel Hill, especially on that day. So call and get your reservations quick. And Live and Local's happening on Friday.
It is, and it's going to be a really fun one. Spinning and Grinning is the title of it. So it's also May is Bike Month.
Right.
So there's a big downtown bike parade that's happening on Friday night. So come down to the 140 West Plaza from 6 to 9. The bike parade is going to start earlier in the evening, and it's going to start and end at the plaza.
Okay.
And it's a big rolling mass of folks, so it's really safe for all levels of bike riders and kids. My kids have done it in their tiny little bikes going down Franklin Street, which is actually a pretty powerful thing to be able to ride your bike just, you know, straight down Franklin Street.
Yeah,
it's really,
that's cool.
And it goes kind of far out. It goes to downtown Carrboro and comes back, and the police department's kind of block off the road, so it's very safe, but it's a lot of fun. And costumes and decorations are encouraged.
Of course.
So, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to get all kind of gussied up and ride your bike down
the
middle of Franklin Street.
How many people usually do it?
I don't know. It's a good number. I've seen it where there's been a pack of about 50 that have done it. I think there's tremendous support for Bike Month here in our community from the Carrboro Bicycle Coalition and from the Bicycle Alliance of Chapel Hill. And they're both supporters of all the events that happen during Bike Month and this bike parade. So they have a lot of members that'll come out.
That's awesome. So it starts at 140 West, goes up to Carrboro, comes back, I guess, like down Rosemary then and loops around maybe.
Maybe. I'm not totally sure of the exact
path.
We're
just purely speculating
at this
point.
But we're going to say that's what happens. It may change by Friday. But also happening on the plaza is the East Chapel Hill High School Ukulele Orchestra will be performing that evening.
What are they called? Strings and Spokes? Spokes and Strings? I just said
you did, 3 minutes ago.
Spokes and Strings.
There we go. So there's going to be prizes and giveaways for the bike parade and then listening to the ukulele orchestra.
Can we just pause and reflect on the fact that East Chapel Hill High School has a ukulele orchestra and how awesome that is?
There you go. Boom. Thank you, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. It is fantastic.
That's incredible. Okay, so all of that is on Friday. So the bike parade begins, like Live and Local begins at 6. Uh-huh. The bike parade begin at around?
I would say get there by 6:30.
Okay.
You'd be safe with everyone getting there and getting ready to go out.
Very cool.
Yep.
So that's coming up this Friday.
Yep.
And then Live and Local is every single week through the summer.
To just about till the end of June.
To the end of June, that's
for
right.
For Live and Local, yeah. And
that's
when our free Movies Under the Stars
starts
the summer up on Walls Plaza.
Yes.
I'll come back and talk about those as we get closer.
Awesome.
So
cool. All of that going on this weekend.
Yep.
And downtownchapelhill.com is the website.
Downtownchapelhill.com. Yep. You can find all that information about those events
get
on our website.
Get a whole lot of
brunch for mom and grads.
Where's your favorite brunch spot in Chapel Hill?
I like Kipos.
Oh,
and Carolina good. Brewery's got doing brunch
really?
Now.
Okay.
And I was just talking to somebody who just went there for the first time this weekend and was saying good things about it. 411 okay. West's brunch
always,
is very
yeah.
good. Yep. So those are all some good
I
spots.
Didn't think about Kipos. Oh, yeah. Crooks, of course.
Yep,
right.
Classic. But Kipos is good.
Yeah. I'm going to yep. check that out. I yep. didn't even think about Carolina Brewery. Either,
and they just
so,
started.
Yeah.
They just started. And yep, that's good.
That's awesome. I love the fact that you like to walk up and down Franklin Street on Sunday and just like brunch.
I know.
It's great.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Cool. So all that's happening this weekend, and then the summertime kicks into gear after that. And I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when you were on, but we got some road projects
Absolutely.
On Franklin, on Rosemary Street and beyond, and there's going to be a meeting tonight, right,
yes.
at Town Hall to talk about
that. Yeah, I feel like, and this is from the Town of Chapel Hill's Fire Chief, Matt Sullivan, has also said this, we can't over-communicate this information
yes.
at this point.
Yeah.
So tonight at 6 p.m. at the Council Chambers Town Hall, 405 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, will be a public meeting to come and hear about all the tremendous amount of summer road construction projects that are going to be happening, not just downtown, but throughout all of Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And I use the word tremendous because it is an unusual amount.
So it's more than usual
Absolutely,
this year.
Absolutely,
okay.
yeah. But I also mean in that word tremendous that if the impacts of the short-term might be a little hard to navigate around town. Long term, these are some phenomenal infrastructure and streetscape projects that are happening that is going to make our community safer, more accessible, and better for everybody.
What are some of them? I know we talked about Rosemary Street last time, making it more handicap accessible,
right.
friendly,
yep.
and making it look better.
Absolutely.
What else?
Yep. OWASA is doing a big water line replacement project, actually also on Rosemary Street, but more towards the historical area between Henderson and Hillsborough. That's actually going to close the street for a while. So that's going to be a good infrastructure project there. The AC Marriott Hotel is going to begin construction on Rosemary Street this summer. But throughout all of the Chapel Hill, there are street resurfacing projects happening on all sorts of roads. I mean, the list is pretty tremendous where they're going to be happening. Google is also laying the fiber.
Right.
All around. I mean, a lot of people actually have this happening right now in their front yards.
Yep.
And, but their work is going to continue. They're actually going to be hitting downtown this summer. So that's going to be impactful for us.
Nice.
Ephesus Church Fordham is going to see some road improvements all around Rams Plaza. Ridge Road, there's going to be some construction. And then up and down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's a lot. Yeah.
And all of that scheduled to end, like end of the summer-ish?
A lot of them are different. I think being a college town, construction and road work tends to trigger immediately after, you know, UNC has their graduation. There's less people in town. And it's easier to get around. There's also schools. The public schools get out, you know, in June, less buses and traffic on the roads. So some of them will go towards the end of the summer. A lot of them have to be done before you get those buses back out on the road. But some of these are also much longer because they are so tremendous. Like the Rosemary Street one will probably go a little bit longer than August. And so the best way to get the information, townofchapelhill.org/roadwork.
All right.
Not only do they have all of this information, but they keep updated traffic information. So as road lanes shift or close, you can go there immediately to get information.
Sounds good. So townofchapelhill.org/roadwork. If you want information anytime, you can go to the website. And the meeting is tonight, 6 p.m. at Chapel Hill Town Hall. They'll be talking about that. And it's going to be tremendous when it's done.
There you go.
And
Thank
it's going to be tremendous while it's going
well,
on,
it's
unfortunately.
Happening. That's right.
But tremendous when it's done as well.
That's right.
All right. Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Thank you so much.
Thank you.